This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Very serious warning. You know, Allah Azza wa Jal, in the last rak'ah, what the Imam read, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you were to seek forgiveness for them 70 times, Allah would still not forgive them. Can you imagine? What's the power of the istighfar of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The power of the Prophet, the most beloved person, the most beloved of Allah's creation, seeking forgiveness. But if you were to seek forgiveness for the hypocrite, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not forgive them because it's a particular type of hypocrisy. And Imam Ibn Qudamah rahimahullah says that there are, he makes this distinction, there's the hypocrisy that all of the companions felt, which is that it's hard for me, it's difficult for me to maintain the same state of iman and the same level of output in different settings. That is a hypocrisy that we should all fear. That I might, if I pray my 8 rak'ahs in the masjid, I might pray longer than when I pray at home. If I am in a certain gathering, maybe I'll hold myself from certain sins, but when I find myself in private or in other gatherings where that sin is normalized, it's easy for me to commit that sin. That's a type of hypocrisy that everyone should fear. But there is another type of hypocrisy here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning. These are the serial hypocrites that would play with the deen of Allah azza wa jal and use it to their benefit, and they made excuses to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not even leaving oaths sacred. يَحْلِفُونَ لَكَ بِاللَّهِ They swore to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of certain things. Now, let's connect this to something very important from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when the believer commits adultery, he is not a believer when he's committing adultery. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَا يَسْرِقُ السَّارِقْ حِينَ يَسْرِقْ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ The one who steals does not steal while he's a believer. The one who commits who drinks when he drinks is not a believer. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when he finishes from that act, then iman returns to that person. But you know what? He also told us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a believer can be many things. A believer can be a coward. A believer can be a miser. A believer can be many things, but a believer cannot be a liar. If a person has that quality of lying, they cannot be a believer. Iman and al-kadhib cannot coexist. And that's why we find that every single time Allah mentions hypocrisy in the Quran, He connects the trait of lying to it. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah says, Shaykh al-Islam, if you start from Surah al-Baqarah and you go all the way down, every time Allah mentions an-nifaq, He then mentions the quality of yakdhibun, that they are people who lie, people who find it easy to lie. Now, how do we make this practical for ourselves in listening to the story of Tabuk? You know, when a person wants to repent from committing zina, there's a way to repent from that very easily. When a person wants to repent from having drunk alcohol, there's a way. But probably the most difficult thing to repent from is hypocrisy, because of the humiliation that comes from repentance with hypocrisy. The humiliation that comes from repenting from lying. How do you tell people when you've been living in a lie? How do you tell someone that you've been lying to them for a very long time? How do you come clean from something like that? And subhanAllah, we see it over and over again with politicians, with celebrities, with all of these people. You guys might remember when Bill Clinton stared directly into the camera and he said, I did not eat on a day of Ramadan, or something like that, right? And it was perjury. But we've seen the public figures, I'm keeping it PG, right? We've seen the public figures, and we've seen politicians constantly disgraced. Anthony Weiner, that's another thing altogether. Tiger Woods, you might remember, standing in front of the camera after being caught with what, like 20 different women? And subhanAllah, you ask yourself this question. You might remember John Edwards, who was going to win, who really had the shot of winning the Democratic nomination, right? The champion of the poor, those that were following politics back then, when presidential candidates seemed sane, okay? And he was this champion of the poor, and then, whoa, what happened to him? Disgrace. And subhanAllah, at that point, they have to stare into a camera, and they have to say, I'm sorry, but what's the problem there? They waited until that moment. Did you not feel ashamed of yourself until you were caught? Now let's go back to the story of the hypocrites. Let's go back to the people that held back from Tabuk. We have the story of a great repenter, Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who stayed behind in Tabuk, and who, as a result of his tawbah, as a result of his repentance, suffered 6 grueling months because he was willing to face the consequences of being from those who stood back in Tabuk for 6 grueling months waiting for repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Faced isolation, even from his family. His friends, his family, subhanAllah, he went from being a supreme companion to being a person who was isolated and people would not speak to. All because he wanted that tawbah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what he had done. It did not matter to him what people would say. He didn't lie to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say, I'm not like the other ones, and make an excuse like the hypocrites made. The hypocrites made excuses and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted their hypocrisy and said, go ahead, continue. Go ahead. And then what's the end result? They die, and the Prophet ﷺ's istighfar for them does not count. But Ka'b ibn Malik chose to come clean. And he made no excuses for it. And he was willing to suffer the consequences in this world. And what happened? 6 months later, Allah revealed his tawbah. Allah revealed that he has accepted his repentance. The Prophet ﷺ says, Abshir ya Ka'b, be grateful, O Ka'b. Bi khayri yawm, with the best day of your life since your mother gave birth to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed his tawbah being accepted from above 7 heavens. Can you imagine that? After all that he went through, just because he refused to remain in hypocrisy and he refused to live in a lie like the hypocrites. He wanted to have his tawbah accepted here. What does this mean? I go back to a story from Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which wallahi, the first time I heard it, I imagined a person in that age. Can you imagine an 80-something-year-old man walking up to a kid and pinching his ear because of something that he did wrong? And then the kid looks at him angry that you pinched my ear wrongfully. And Uthman, the one from who the angels felt shy. Think about this. Wallahi, think about the scene. The first halaq I gave in my life was on Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Think about this scene. A man from whom the angels feel shy, the Khalifa of the Muslims, saw that that young man was harmed by him. And he bends down in his 80s and he tells him, pinch my ear. And the young man says, of course I'm not going to pinch your ear. He grabs his hand and he puts it on his ear. He says, pinch. فَإِنَّ قِصَاصَ الدُّنْيَا أَهْوَن مِنْ قِصَاصِ الْآخِرَةِ Because justice served in this world is far better than justice served in the hereafter. Think about that. I'm willing to face the humiliation. I'm willing to face the punishment. I'm willing to face expiation. Why? Because I want Allah to forgive me. I want Allah to forgive me. I'd much rather that come in this world than come in the hereafter. So the greater the sin, the more the tawbah will hurt. Adam alayhi salam and Hawa were forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their deed. They were forgiven. فَتَلَقَّ آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ Allah forgave them. But that didn't mean that they did not have to suffer some consequences. So, تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا Repent to Allah a sincere repentance. Compare Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. Ka'b lived for those 6 months in despair because he wanted the repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul was a hypocrite and the Prophet said, you know what, let him go. Let him stay in his hypocrisy. And when he dies though, what's the difference? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could stand over the body of Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu and pray janazah on him and seek forgiveness for him and it would be accepted because Allah has already announced his tawbah has been accepted. Whereas the Prophet ﷺ could stand over Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul and even give him his own garments and shroud it in him and seek forgiveness for him, and it will not be accepted. إِنَّ قِصَاصَ الدُّنْيَا أَهْوَنُ مِنْ قِصَاصِ الْآخِرَةِ Justice served in this world is far better than justice served in the hereafter. It's Ramadan, dear brothers and sisters, and when we think about the things that we have done in our lives, when we think about things that require tawbah from us, but they are particularly difficult to make tawbah for. There are certain things that are maybe easy to make tawbah for. And maybe we can convince ourselves, well, if I make enough repentance for this, I can still ignore this part. No. One hand doesn't wash the other. Tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a sincere repentance. And a sincere repentance is when you go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you say, you know what? I want to be forgiven at all costs. Whatever it takes for me to be forgiven by you, I'll take the consequences. I'll take the package that comes with the tawbah. Because the last thing I want to do is to meet your wrath on the Day of Judgment. We have to think deeply about what we have done, and we have to think deeply about what we have brought to this month, and we have to be willing to face whatever consequences those may be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so that we don't face them in the hereafter. But إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins. Allah forgives all sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to repentance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from ever falling into lying or falling into hypocrisy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our sins, the small ones and the large ones, the hidden ones and the public ones, the ones that are shameful and the ones that are not. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make His sight more beloved to us than the sight of His creation, and make His forgiveness more important to us than our reputation. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullahi lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.